I'm over the NHTSA program here at the Mount Home Police Department. It's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And it's money set aside that's handed down to the state. And then from there, the state divvies up between the police departments and the sheriff's office.
With that, what does all that entail? What does that help you fund at the PD?
So it funds texting and driving, speed, seatbelt mobilizations, and also drinking and driving mobilizations through the holidays.
Okay, now that's something really important we need to talk about. Of course, we got the holiday weekend and the 4th of July coming up next Tuesday. You hear about it all the time, and people don't take it near as important as they should, but buzz driving is drunk driving.
Yes, sir. If you feel abnormal, even one drink is too much to be driving.
Of course, you always recommend that they have a designated driver as well.
Yes, and a lot of the bars or the drinking facilities, they also have extra staff on hand to give you rides.
The price of a DWI ticket is going to be a lot higher, even if you have to pay somebody to get you home.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Not only with the drinking and driving, but also with the boating and driving, those are tied to your license as well.
Yes, it's exactly the same. If it's a BWI or DWI, it's treated exactly the same.
For people that aren't familiar with what all you guys do with those grant funds, what are some of the other things that you'll have going on over the holiday and holiday weekend?
So not only it gives us extra money to pay our officers overtime in order to be seen a lot more, we also have a DWI mobilization checkpoint coming up this weekend.
So people need to be aware that there are going to be several different branches of law enforcement out throughout the weekend and on the holiday, covering across the state and the area as well.
Yes, I'm only covered over Mountain Home. I believe the Baxter County Sheriff's Office also has a group, and then also the state police.
The thing to remember is buzz driving is drunk driving, and you don't want to see people on the road like that either.
I wish we would get zero DWIs this weekend. That way, it just proves that we're out here making a difference.
Now, for people that'll be out this weekend or on the 4th of July, and maybe they've noticed somebody's had a little too much to drink where they're at, and they see them leaving or they see them driving down the road, what should those people do?
They should immediately call the police department or the sheriff's office, or if they can't remember the number, just dial 911. We'll be there to take it over.
I hope you guys don't have to issue any DWIs this weekend.
Yep, I hope no one makes the website.